ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रॉपर पाठ शिला प्रभुपाद, शिला प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। दोज हु हैव बीन रिफॉर्म्ड बाय द कावरदांग सेरेमनी एंड अदर प्रिस्क्राइब्ड रिफॉर्मेटरी मेथड परफॉर्म्ड विथ वैदिक मंत्रस एंड विदाउट इंटरप्शन एंड हु हैव बीन अप्रूव्ड बाय लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा आर दिव्यास और ट्वाइस बोर्न सच ब्राह्मणस क्षत्रियस एंड वैश्यस purified by their family traditions and by their behavior, should worship the Lord, study the Vedas, and give charity. In this system, they should follow the principles of the four ashrams, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Purport. After giving a general list of 30 qualifications for one's behavior, Narada Muni now describes the principles of the four varnas and four ashrams. A human being must be trained in the above mentioned 30 qualities, otherwise he's not even a human being. Do you remember the 30 qualities? What are the 30 qualities? Without practicing these 30 qualities, Prabhupada says he's not a human being. Any? Huh? Austerity? And then? Huh? Self-control? Cleanliness? Yes, and also? Celibacy. Anyway, the previous verse describes the 30 qualities, yes? Without reaching these 30 qualities, we are not human beings, yes? Remember this. And then, we go, let's proceed. Then, among such qualified persons, Vanashram process should be introduced. In the Vanashram system, the first ceremony for purification is Gavardhan, which is performed with mantra at the time of sex, for propagating a good child. So Vanashram system is based on this the 30 qualities. Whether you are Sudra or Vaishya, it doesn't matter. So there's a high standard of human being here. One uses sex life not for sense pleasure, but only to beget children according to the reformatory method is also accepted as a brahmachari. One should not waste semen on sexual pleasure, violating the principles of Vedic life. Restraint in sex is possible, however, only when the populace is trained in the above mentioned 30 qualities. Otherwise, it is not possible. Even if one is born in a family of divijas or twice born, if they have not followed the reformatory process, he is called divijabandhu, not one of the twice born, but a friend of the twice born. The whole purpose of this system is to create a good population, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. When women are polluted, the populace is Varnasankara. And when the Varnasankara population increases, situation of the entire world becomes hellish. Therefore, all the Vedic literatures strongly warn against creating Varnasankara population. When there is a Varnasankara population, the people cannot be properly controlled for peace and prosperity, regardless of great legislative assemblies, parliaments, and similar bodies. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Abheta Gadadara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This morning we had an ecstatic kirtan, and I could feel that all the brahmacharis, and all the devotees wants to continue. But because of class, we had to stop. And I was feeling that this class should be worthy of the stopping the kirtan. Yes, I feel a bit a bit burdened, and I'd like to seek your blessings and permission from all the Vaishnavas so that I can be worthy of stopping the kirtan, and then we get something out of this Bhagavatam class, especially 7th canto. Pancha kalpa turibhyascha kripa sindhyupe vacha patitanam pavadinavo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. And also, I'd like to, if it's possible, dedicate this morning's class to all the devotees who went out for marathon, even traveling. And who was traveling? Can I see? You're traveling. And also, you're traveling. Prabhupada called these devotees as Maharathas. Ratha means chariot fighter. But Maharatha is they can fight with thousands of chariot, with a single chariot. So I feel guilty that I couldn't go out this marathon. But at least I can glorify these devotees. So today I'd like to glorify these devotees. Here, 7th canto, quite interesting story, Balad Maharaj. Lord Chaitanya's favorite story is the Balad Maharaj. And also, sometimes he recites Vishnu Sahasranam, thousands of names of the Vishnu. And then there is one line called Narasimha Bapu Sriman. And then Lord Chaitanya is so absorbed in that the word, and he changes his mood. Lord Nisingadev, he takes Nisingadev's mood. And the associate, oh, Mahaprabhu, we can't do that here. and then he just kind of came around. In this way, he was so absorbed. And also, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he said that before you read the 10th canto, especially the Gopi Lilas, you should read Balad Maharaj's story 108 times. And then you proceed. So this is such a significant canto, 7th canto. And also, after hearing 7th canto, Yudhisthira Maharaj gave question. So this 11th chapter starts with Yudhisthira Maharaj question. This question is quite interesting. A Prabhupada one time, and he gave class on this verse, not this verse, but Balad Maharaj's story. Prabhupada questioned all the devotees. So now, let's say, you are abused by your own father. Yes, it can happen. But when your father are about to be murdered by someone else, what you should do? What are you going to do? No, what is your answer? Protest. He said protest. Yeah, good to protect, but I guess if you don't have enough power, at least you have to protest. Protest. So then, Prabhupada takes it a bit further. Then here, Balad Maharaj, if you look at that picture, the painting, he's wearing, holding a garland. For someone who killed his own father. So what is the logic to it? How come Balad Maharaj, the great devotee, glorify someone who killed his own father? What is the logic to it? Yes. Mm. He's happy. But why? Because abused? Anyone else? Yes. Killed by Lord. The fact that he's killed by Lord, he's happy? Narita Mataji, would you like to say something? You just said something over there? Yes? Your father is Krishna, so Kriyanya Kashyapu is not his father. That's why it doesn't matter. Yes, probably. Yes, his father is purified. Yes. It was necessary. Yes, all good answers. But ultimately, it's good for his father. By being killed by, Lord Nrisimhadev, actually, he can go back to where he was originally. Yes? So now, but after hearing this, Yudhishthira Maharaj, then what is the right thing to do as a human being? So here he questions the second verse in this chapter. Bhagavan Shrotum Ichami. Shrotum Ichami. Ichami means I want. Shrotum, I want to hear. Bhagavan, I want to hear. Nrinam Dharmam Sanatanam. Nrinam, as a human being, Dharmam Sanatanam. What is Sanatana Dharma? Ultimately, what is the right thing to do? So Dharma can be interpreted or translated in so many words. But here, specifically, we can understand as what is the right thing to do. And also, Adharma is, then, what is not right thing to do. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Yada yadi dharmasya glanil bhavati bharata. When people don't practice what is the right thing to do, and also, Yada yadi dharmasya glanil bhavati bharata. Abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamnyam. And so people just do what is not the right thing to do. At that time, I will come. And after coming back, to this place, what did he do? Paritranayanaya sadhunam. He established the person who practicing or the third person who is saying what is the right thing to do. So this is his mission. So nowadays, people are either they know what is the right thing to do, but they can't practice, or they mixed up. What is not right thing to do, they think that as the right thing to do. This is a kind of a phenomena of this material world at the moment. Is that correct? You know, the Paramahansa Prabhu gave class last Friday. It's Friday, right? It's a wonderful class that he mentioned that on the stop, on the street, he stopped one person. He spoke about vegetarianism. And then the person answered, all right, mate, I know that. I think that's right, but I can't stop eating meat. These type of people, like Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra says that Janami Dharma, Nachalme, Priority. I know Dharma, but Priority, I can't do it. Janami Adharma, Nachalme, Nibriti. I know Adharma. I know what is the wrong thing to do, but I can't stop doing it. So this is the Dhritarashtra case. At least this case, we can make some step forward. But some people, it's like Duryodhana. They're completely wrong understanding. Now, you know the story that, you know, the Arjuna and the Duryodhana, they had a race and they had to go to Krishna, and then they, you know, the person who arrived first, they can have a right to ask first, you know, to Krishna to join their army. And then Krishna asked Duryodhana, what do you want? And Duryodhana said, of course, I want your army rather than you. And then Arjuna, I don't want anything else but you. So, but in this day and age, people are more like, rather than Dhritarashtra, actually like Duryodhana. So here, I have one paper. Why people are like Duryodhana. McDonald responsible for the slaughter of 67,000 cows per day. McDonald opened in 1955. Since then, they are proud to advertise that 247 billion beef burgers have been sold. They are proud. On the web are many sites analyzing this, and we find that they can get 2,024 burgers from one cow. 247 billion divided by 2,024 equals a total of 122 million cows slaughtered so far. Can you imagine? 122 million cows slaughtered so far. Since the last 5 years, McDonald's boasts of serving over 5 billion burgers per year. That makes 25 million cows per year. In other words, 6,680 cows per day. So, people talking about in these days a lot of social unrest or rioting around the world. This is being directly caused by increased slaughter of animals. The most confidential and recognized economist in the world, the U.S. United States Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, recognized this issue this month, and so does the United Nations. And the UN Food and Agriculture Organization food price index on Thursday touched its highest level since records began in 1990s, as rising food prices showed no sign of relenting and prompting concerns of social unrest. Here's something interesting. This person, the so-called most influential economist in the world, he said, as people's diets are becoming more sophisticated and they eat more beef and less grains and so on, the demand for food and energy rise, and that's primary long-term factor affecting the real price of commodity and food. Because he's saying the sophisticated taste, which means they develop tasting for meat more, especially beef. Because in order to provide beef, actually they need to produce more grain, and this grain goes to the feeding the cows. That's why food prices go up. Each year, Tesco or any supermarket, the prices are going up. Because this factor actually is affecting food prices goes up, and all other prices going up, other commodity also. And then this describes a further explanation. Comparing production of beef to wheat, it takes 18 times more fossil fuel per calorie to produce beef compared to wheat. And it takes 15 times the land to produce beef. And it takes 200 times the water to produce a pound of beef compared to wheat. And also, listen to this. The animals are bred by meat producers and fattened up by giving them about 16 pounds of grain for every pound of beef produced. So now, the world food market, actually the world price, the price of food is determined in Chicago, in the World Food Trade Center. And then one quarter of food, as soon as they set the price, one quarter of food they go to just to feed the animals. And also, 1 minute a day, and 1 minute, every minute, a child dies out of hunger, out of starvation. And also, every 5 minutes, a child is going blind because of malnutrition. This is a phenomena of the world. So people think it is natural thing to go to McDonald's for lunch. But this is not right thing to do. So that now, after hearing this of Balad Maharaj's story, Yudhishthira Maharaj questions, as a human being, what is the right thing to do? And then he explains that actually you have to understand the Dharma, Sanatana Dharma. If we translate the Dharma as the right thing to do, then somehow we get better understanding. Kshatriya Dharma, Sudra Dharma, or Dharma. So that if we say Brahmana Dharma means what is the right thing to do for Brahmana. If it's Vaishya Dharma means what is the right thing to do Vaishyas. If there is called, another terminology called Raja Dharma. So what is the right thing to do for the king? So in this way, this chapter is dedicated to teach us Dharma. That's why Bhagavata starts with Dharma and ends with Dharma. But interestingly enough, Bhagavata says that at the end you have to give up this Dharma. Quite interesting. And also, all the Vedas, conclusion of Vedas is has to do with Dharma. Here, Upanishad, in Taittiriya Upanishad, here we heard so many times, Matri Deva Baba, Pitri Deva Baba, Acharya Deva Baba, Atiti Deva Baba. You worship your mother as good as God, and then father, and then guest, and guru. You worship as good as God. And also, it says that, Satyam Bada Dharmam Chara. Always speak truth. And also, Dharmam Chara. You practice Dharma, your own Dharma. So this is, it says that here, this is the command, this is the teaching, this is the secret doctrine of the Veda, this is the introduction, this should be, thus in this one should one worship all these things. And then, this chapter, the title is called Exhortation to the Departing Students. So when the child finishes the Gurukul, they recite this one. And now still, in Varanasi Hindu University, this passage is read by Vice Chancellor on the graduation day. And then they are advised not to give up the world, but to lead virtuous lives as householders and to promote the welfare of the community. So when they finish university, actually they recite this verse. And then, Dharmam Chara, you practice Dharma. So Dharma is such a thing that we have to practice. So we have the specification of Brahmana Dharma, Kshatriya Dharma, Vaishya Dharma, and Sudra Dharma, Sudra Dharma. But the question arises that we have to go beyond this Dharma. Why? It's not that Dharma, which means you have to give up your kind of, if you belong to a certain social order and spiritual order. It's not that you have to give up. Actually, you have to practice your own dharma and go beyond that basis. If I give you example, what should I say? There was one time in the second floor we have a treasury. Yes, at that time there wasn't a lock. Nowadays, if you go into treasury, you have the buzzer. Yes, and then they let you in. Long ago, there wasn't buzzer, and the one thief came. He went inside and grabbed the money, and then they walked out. And nobody stopped it. He's scared of this thief. And then one person trying to stop, but somehow he couldn't stop. He's just such a big guy, and then he just grabbed the money and just walked out. And then within the devotees, like there was a discussion. Oh, you saw it. Why didn't you stop? And then he said, I'm Brahmana, you know, I can't fight. Yes. Oh, yeah, you stopped. Oh, you are the... Oh, you are Nacharya. Yeah, I heard, yeah. And what happened? Oh, you got the money back. Okay, thank you. Oh, you have two? I heard Acharya-bhan stopped it, but he ran away. He went to the police? Okay. Oh, thank you. I heard only half of the story then. So I think this is the prime example of going beyond his dharma. So this is the thing that sometimes people get stuck in their own jurisdiction or their own definition of the dharma, and they get stuck in. But actually, as Bhishma Bharava did, that for the service, we have to go beyond that. Ultimately, here today, I wanted to quote this. I know you are very familiar with this talk between Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy. Yet here, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Roy recite a verse from revealed scripture concerning ultimate goal of life. Prabhu koye padasloka sadayena nilnaya rahakahe. Ramananda replied, Svadharma charane Vishnu bhakti haya. If one executes prescribed duties of his social position, he awakens his original Krishna consciousness. So, seemingly, doing our prescribed duty is a stepping stone of devotional service. We have started with the duty is given to us. But once you start devotional service, based on that, always you have to kind of make yourself available for extra calling by the other devotees or by the situation. So then he goes further. Then Lord Chaitanya said, tell me more. And then goes gradually step by step. And then what is the last word? What is the ultimate goal of yes, it reaches the Radharani. And then love of Radharani. And then Lord Chaitanya asks more. Mahabhava. That's the love of Radharani. And then Lord Chaitanya asked, then how to practice? How to get that love of Radharani? How to get Mahabhava? What is the answer? How? So we know that the goal of the our life, and then how to reach that goal? What is the means or what is the tools to have that goal? What is the process? Hearing? And also, what is the process? Devotion service more specific? Yes, we all do devotion service. Yes, more specific. Hearing, chanting? Yes, that's one. But here, Lord Chaitanya specifically, oh no, Ramananda Roy answers very specifically. Lord Chaitanya answers, then how do you get the bhav, the mahabhav? Yes, hearing, chanting, all these things, but how? Devotional service, yes, true. But there is an adjective to it, adjective to it. Pure devotional service, yes. It says that here, when you do service, you take on the mood of that Radharani, trying to take that mood, the bhava. Any service you do, you take that mood on. So sometimes we do service out of duty, but somehow or other you have to develop that mood of Radharani. That is the process. So now, as I mentioned, I'd like to glorify all these Sankirtan devotees. So here, another verse from Prahlad Maharaj. Nevatmana Prabhul Ayam Nijal Lavapurno Manam Janata Vishusha Karuno Vrinite Yayachano Bhagavate Vidaditamanam Tachamane Prati Mukasha Yata Mukashri. The Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always fully satisfied in Himself. Therefore, when something is offered to Him, the offering by the Lord's mercy is for the benefit of the devotees. For the Lord does not need service from anyone. To give an example, if one's face is decorated, the reflection of one's face in a mirror is also seen to be decorated. So Lord is like a mirror. Any service, any offering we make, actually Lord gives them back. Exactly. It's quite interesting that yesterday I gave a lunchtime Bhagavad Gita class. And after class, they give one place Mahaprasadam, yes? And as soon as I received Mahaprasadam, one person said hello to me. I haven't seen my god sister so long. She said, oh, it's a nice class. And then I opened the Mahaprasadam to her. So this is my Christmas present to you. We haven't seen so long. Then I gave Mahaprasadam away. And then on that evening, one devotee came to my house with a large bowl of Mahaplate. I was kind of stunned that I read this verse in the class. And the evening, that Mahaprasadam, I came away, came back straight away on that evening. It may not happen that regularly, but kind of, but this is, I felt a great indication from the Lord that it does happen, maybe in a different format. Yes? And here, let me read this purport. In the Bhakti Yoga, it is recommended that a devotee follow 9 principles, as you all know. This service of glorifying the Lord by hearing, chanting, and so on is not, of course, meant for the benefit of the Lord. Whatever you do is not meant for the Lord. This devotional service is recommended for the benefit of the devotees. The Lord is always glorious, whether the devotee glorifies Him or not. But if devotee engages in glorifying the Lord Himself automatically becomes glorious. 제도 달파나 마저는. By glorifying the Lord constantly, the living entity becomes purified in the core of his heart. And thus, he can understand that he does not belong to the material world, but is a spirit soul, whose actual activity is to advance Krishna consciousness, so that he may become free from material clutches. The harder endeavor you made, actually, you cleanse your heart so nicely by this book distribution in such a cold weather. Thus, the blazing fire of material existence is immediately extinguished. A foolish person is amazed that Krishna orders Sarva Dharma Paritaja Mahamekam Saranam Braja, abandoned all varieties of religious activities and just surrendered to me. Some foolish scholars even say that this is too much to demand. But this demand is not for the benefit of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, it is for the benefit of human society. So now, what Sankhya devotee did on the street and stop a person that trying to give up your meat and then take this book. It looks like a simple activity, but actually this activity itself, it goes for the welfare of, real welfare of human society. If people more take up vegetarianism, if it eat less beef, actually it will help our economy. Everybody interested in this economy. Ultimately, these activities, what you have done, actually, ultimately, what David Cameron cannot do, actually you are doing. David Cameron, he's working so hard to get economy together for England. But the solution is that, quite simple solution. People need to take more vegetarian food rather than meat. So this will resolve all the problems. Does it make sense?